Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 30th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Priority Capital Advisory closes $12 million bridge loan for Class A multifamily project in Vancouver, WA. Priority Capital Advisory has closed a $12 million bridge loan for Hudson West, a 50-unit Class A multifamily property in Vancouver, WA. The financing, arranged for Cascadia Development Partners, provides financial flexibility through lease-up and stabilization. Each unit features private balconies, gourmet kitchens, walk-in closets, and high-end finishes. On-site amenities include a coffee bar, common areas, and secured parking. Strategically located near the Vancouver Waterfront Master Plan, Hudson West offers top-tier urban lifestyle amenities. Priority Capital Advisory has closed $450 million in debt financing across 20 transactions since launching just over a year ago, known for moving quickly and unlocking liquidity for top-tier sponsors. Cascadia Development Partners, with nearly 100 years of combined experience, focuses on developing quality commercial projects that improve communities and livability.
Investor news breaks: VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, sells non-core subsidiaries, eliminates $59 million debt. VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ IVK, has sold non-core subsidiaries Meridian Equipment Leasing LLC and Equipment Transport LLC, eliminating $59 million in debt. The transaction resulted in up to $11 million in net consideration, improving credit metrics and strengthening the capital structure. Chairman, President, and CEO James H. Ballingy stated that this divestiture allows VivaCore to exit the produced water transportation sector, reduce annual interest expenses, and focus on higher margin segments like crude oil transportation, midstream infrastructure, and environmental remediation services. The company's strategy is to streamline operations, raise cash, and enhance capital efficiency. For more information about VivaCore Inc., visit vivacore.com. Upcoming Fed meeting could define gold's future market trajectory. Gold prices are facing a crucial test as the upcoming U.S. Federal Reserve meeting approaches. Last week, gold fell by 3.9% to close at $3,337.07 due to optimism surrounding trade negotiations and a stronger U.S. dollar. Entities like GMXX Corp. will be closely monitoring the Fed's decision, which could define the future market trajectory. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions to help companies reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.